That was in the bit last time. That was the bit last
time. That was the bit last time. You showed us from the show once.
I know, but I was like getting like mad.
Huh?
I like his face.
It's mad. So easy to get Nick mad. Let's get Nick riled up. Let's make Nick mad by ruining the name of the podcast he's worked so hard on. It took 21 months to get to this point. I'm going to fuck it up in 5 minutes.
And this is The Payoff Pitch.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. And I got thrown on half my words. I've got thrown on half my words.
All right, guys, we are back. It is episode 8 of The Payoff Pitch. On today's show, we are going to be discussing the kitchen sink. This is the latest choice pack from St. Louis Studios. It has 10 cards in it, so we're going to have a lot to discuss today. Going to be exciting stuff. I cannot wait. Before we get to that part, let's just go ahead, kick it off with everyone's favorite segment, Jonathan's Offline Grind. Jonathan, we want to know, how's Baywatch?
Pretty good.
Did you get him?
Yeah, but I gotta say, I'm really, really disappointed in our listeners. No one DM'd me and gave me Jason Bay for free.
You're gonna find out your DMs are closed or something.
I don't know if they are. I don't
care. Our DMs are the Payoff Pitch's Twitter account. Their DMs are wide open, okay? So it wasn't me. I did not get a DM saying, hey, give Jonathan my Jason Bay. So it was 100% on you.
Well, no, it's your fault.
Okay, that's fair.
It's your fault. So I'm mad at all 70,000 listeners we have because no one gave me for free, so I had to pay 35,000 stubs for them.
Why didn't you just unlock it?
I'm not going to grind that hard.
The bit.
Too late now. Today starts the third inning.
Well, I got more grind news.
Oh, I know. I was just saying that we're doing third inning today. So this
is
it.
My bad.
If Jonathan can't get Jason Bay today, he has to wait until the 11th inning. When they give the pack back to
when it starts
again,
on second base,
when they do it again,
if they start on second base, it still take me to the
12th
inning or 14th inning.
Right.
So lucky for him. Yeah, the good thing about the 11th inning is it'll be way easier to get Jason Bay that time. Yeah. But he already happened, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Why wait?
But I mean, still, Jason Bay is a great card. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I also got Jason Kendall, which I forgot that I put an order in for.
Please tell me you did not pay more than 6,000 stubs for that Jason Kendall.
I paid more for 6,000 stubs for Jason Kendall.
How much did you pay for it?
How much did you pay for Jason Kendall?
11,000 stubs.
How much?
11,000.
11,000 stubs.
11,000 stubs.
You paid 11,000 stubs for that Jason Kendall. How did you forget you had an 11,000 buy order? How did you even put one in for 11,000 stubs? The last time I saw that card, it was going for 7.
Well, this is like 2 weeks ago I put that order in.
Okay.
Just totally forgot about it.
I'm
a lot of things. Intelligence not one of them. I am, however, a AAA national champion.
Hey.
Yeah, got called up mid-season from AA. First year in the show.
What team are you on?
The Pirates.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you actually chose your team.
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
You got lucky there. I usually get stuck on, like, the Tigers or something.
Why don't you pick your team?
I've not done Road to the Show this year. I'll be honest. I mean, don't want to.
Are you going
to
do it? Do you win anything if you win Road to the Show? Like, you get a thing?
Yeah, you're a ball player.
Oh, okay.
So basically, the ball player that you use in Diamond Dynasty, you can build him up in Road to the Show and then literally carry him over.
Oh, okay. So that's what you're doing? That's your plan?
That's what he should do. He should take his ball player, carry him over to Road to the Show.
76
especially if it's
overall.
A lefty submariner out of the bullpen who throws 102 with a disgusting blow it up sinker.
I don't have any of that stuff.
And a wipeout slider.
I'm a center fielder.
Oh, okay.
You went in the
wrong like direction. John Fogerty.
Okay.
I don't get it. What's that mean? What's that? Who's John Fogerty?
The Boys of Summer, you know?
Who'd he play for?
Put me in center field, coach.
No.
Doesn't sound familiar, no.
Oh, no. Is that Alabama?
We were talking about me being a AAA national champion.
Oh, yeah. You get called up from AA, and you're on the Pirates.
It took me a half a season to get called up.
Like your first season?
Yeah.
There are people complaining about the fact that they're like year three of their Road to the Show grind, and they still haven't been called up.
How bad are they?
I'm not even joking. It took me half a season. I got called up after the All-Star break.
Guy I work with, he plays. He's an Xbox guy, so he's super excited because, you know, it's finally
free game.
Yeah. Does he listen?
No.
Fuck.
No, but he was talking about how his...
as a gamer tag, Burisma.
He made a pitcher in his road to the show, and he's like, I did not get called up my first year. He's like, I made it to the playoffs, and they called me up. I did really well in the playoffs, and then they sent me back to AAA the next year. I was like, yeah, all right. That sounds about right.
Why would you? Oh, no, I got called up from AA to AAA half season, and I'm not on the show yet. This is my second year.
I think they made it this year that you don't get called up. No matter what you do, you cannot get called up to the show in your first year.
Well, but that guy from the White Sox, he did it. Why can't you?
It was too easy before. Like, it was just too easy in the original version. So is that it for the grind? Anything else you're working on?
I almost bought Mazeroski.
We're going to talk about that card. It's in today's show. We're going to talk about it. We're going to discuss the Maz card. It's actually not bad for the first time ever. But before we do that, and since we are now officially done with Jonathan's offline grind, we're going to jump into the squad changes. For once, I'm not kidding when I say it. There's not a lot. Almost nothing. Parallel upgrades. Corey Kluber, I got him to parallel one. Aroldis Chapman got to parallel two.
Boo.
It was just one of those things, like, I was trying to knock out the West Conquest for Team Affinity 2, and it just accidentally, like, popped up. Hey, well, it was an accident. I can't use it, obviously. Boss Baby Buxton is parallel three. There are no changes to the outfield or the infield. Everyone's the same.
Okay.
Bench, also the same. The rotation, I did unlock the 89 John Lester.
Lester.
The second half year of John Lester is now in the rotation. We are up to 11.
What is it? This is 16 Lester?
The 2016.
That's the one that pissed in the gas tanks.
The one that got real drunk and peed in everyone's gas tanks. Yeah, that John Lester.
That John Lester is a funny dude.
Yeah, he's a wild card. Changes to the bullpen. Sergio Ramo, the 89 postseason card, is now in the bullpen. Kerry Wood is unfortunately off the squad.
You're not a real fan.
Thing about the Sergio Ramo card is he should have a really nice beard, you know, because even in the card he has his beard. Mm-hmm. There's no beard on this card. They forgot to put the beard on Sergio Ramo.
But like, they do a lot of things.
One defining feature of Sergio Ramo, he looks weird without his beard.
Does he?
It's very kind of like when you saw Rougned Odor for the first time without his beard after he got traded to the Yankees. Very weird.
I mean, they didn't put the mustache on Raleigh Fingers.
Did they not?
Sure, yeah, I don't know.
I haven't seen the card yet, so I don't know.
I don't know if he's in the game.
Actually, I haven't seen him in the game yet. He should at least have one version of his card in the game by now. He probably does, now he's ignored it.
I don't think he's in the game. I wouldn't know. I'm a giant Oakland A's fan, and I'm probably the biggest Raleigh Fingers fan on the earth.
Oh, all right. Well, Raleigh Fingers, if you want to sponsor our podcast,
do us and Jonathan a free hat.
Just send him a signed picture of you just twirling your handlebar mustache. I have added Darren O'Day. This is his 90 prime card. This is actually in the choice pack today. So,
okay. Did you add Dan O'Knight?
Are you proud of yourself for that one?
I really am.
Okay. At least he didn't wait until, like, I said it a second time. And goes, oh, I was paying attention. So that means Bruce Sutter is off the squad. I'm cutting cuts left and right today.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut that tattoo off your leg.
What kind of fan are you?
What kind of fan am I? We unlocked the Sean Doolittle card as well, the 88 All-Star card. So that means Brad Hand is off the squad, which just in time because he was actually downgraded to a silver last update.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, I did not realize until I went to put Doolittle on the squad. I was like, oh, okay, this is an easy choice. See ya. All right, so that's going to do it for the squad changes. Not a lot this week. Didn't play a whole bunch. Didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, too many editing the podcast.
Too much podcasting. Not enough living.
It's an Alan Jackson song, isn't it?
Let's go ahead and get to Nick's hierarchy of needs.
There we go.
Because it's so important that we make sure that we understand what it is that we're looking for in life. As always, still hasn't changed. Pitching, speed, noticeable upgrade at any position, and of course, the most important one, the foundation on which the hierarchy is built, Gold Glove Anthony Rizzo.
That's all you need.
That's it. That's all we need in life.
If San Diego Studios released a Gold Glove Rizzo, would you stop doing this podcast?
No, because I'd have to do at least one more episode.
Or he weeps in the microphone. Thank you so much.
St. Louis Studios, I love you.
Actually, I did tell people last year, I was like, if they release a Gold Glove Anthony Rizzo card, come into my stream, you will see me cry. I will have tears of joy from getting this fucking card. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the kitchen sink pack since we are recording this episode of the Payoff Pitch before the third inning drops today. So this is prior to that. It's Friday morning. It's Friday morning. So when you listen to this podcast, know that we are recording the day of the release. We're not recording after the fact because time. That's just
time taking its toll on you. Oh. The lines have cracked your face.
I was thinking time keeps slipping.
So I actually wanted to discuss the kitchen sink pack because there's a few good options in here.
Yeah.
Plus, there's just one I want to actually give props to for giving him a good card for one. So we're going to jump right into it. We'll get it started. From, I don't want to say the worst to the best, but I just went backwards.
First, we don't want to say it. but
it is. Well, I'm starting off with, I think, the dumbest card in the whole pack.
Okay.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Philly Fanatic.
It's Diamond Bubblegum. You can use it as a rally booster in your Road to the Show.
We're going
to
get started. The first card up is Rick Porcello. This is a starting pitcher. He's a righty. This is his Cy Young card from 2016, which, by the way, he did not deserve to win.
No.
This card is a 91 overall. He has a 5-pitch mix.
Boo.
It doesn't matter. No one's taking this card except for people who are doing a Boston theme team. And even then, they're putting him in the 5-hole. I mean, he's never going to actually pitch.
The Porcello family might take the card.
They would skip it too. I don't want this card. It's right, so lame.
You're probably right.
They're also probably going, you know what? Honestly, Rick, we're happy you won the Cy Young. Super excited. Yeah. You didn't deserve it that year, though.
You know, that Cy Young money bought us a boat, but you really didn't deserve
it. Actually,
that.
He probably didn't buy them a boat. He probably just gave him a really good hug and then gave his dad the trophy. Like, that's it. The card has a 5-pitch mix. Sinker, four-seam fastball, curveball, changeup, and a slider. The sinker has 92 speed, 97 control, 75 break. It's actually not that good. The four-seam has 93 speed, 99 control, 90 break, curveball, 74 speed, 87 control, 70 break, changeup, 80 speed, 99 control, 80 break. The slider, 86 speed, 89 control, 85 break. Stamina is 106. Hits per 9 is 85. Ks per 9 is 70. Walks per 9 is 102.
Stinks.
Wow.
This is such an easy not take choice. Even as like our joke rotation goes, that it could be up to 35 people deep, I still would not put this card in there. It's a waste of stubs. I would have to literally get like 10 of these packs, which I can't. We only get two.
Uh-huh.
But I would need to get 10 of these packs. And even then, I would probably just double up on someone else. Like, no, I don't want Rick Porcello. Like, I don't care. It's not a good card. It's a hard pass. Enjoy your Cy Young award. The next card is going to be Rod Carew. This is a first base card. He bats left, throws right. This is an all-star card. It's 90 overall. Against righties, he has 125 contact, 54 power. Against lefties, yeah, it gets better.
Okay.
Against lefties, he has 119 contact, 33 power. His vision is 99. His fielding is 67. His arm is 62. His speed is 77. And he has a secondary of second base. Again, a very easy no thank you.
If he was fast, he would be a good leadoff hitter, I feel like.
77's not bad.
Well,
especially for a first baseman.
But I'm thinking like Billy Hamilton fast. I'm thinking like fast. Get you on third.
But those numbers really don't mean anything in this game anymore. Because everyone's running the same speed down the line.
So yeah, that's going to be another no. This is really easy so far.
Yeah.
Back-to-back nose. Next card. This is the card I want to get props for. It is Bill Mazeroski.
Why is this so low on your list?
I just literally hit like R1 and it was the third card up.
Hmm. But I've heard the podcast like, well, this is what Nick needs up front. So we'll just line him up that way.
Yeah, we're going to put it in Nick's favorite three spot. So here it is. Bill Mazeroski. It's a second base card. Bats right, throws right. This is his gold glove card from 1958. It's a 92 overall. Against righties, he has 80 contact, 79 power. Mm. Against lefties, he has 108 contact, 75 power. Vision is 101. Fielding is 98. Arm is 77.
Disrespect.
And the speed is 55. This is actually, for the first time that I can recall, a good Maz card.
It's still disrespected, huh?
The arm is probably super disrespected.
No, a 98 defense?
Oh, yeah.
Disrespectful. The man's in the Hall of Fame because of his defense. True. It should be like 300.
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame because of one home run and his defense.
Yes.
It's mostly the home run.
Mostly the home run.
No, it's defense.
I'll be honest with you.
He saved more runs than he drove in. He's the greatest defensive second baseman of all time. I will fist fight anybody that says differently. Meet me in Temecula if you want this to go down.
Paul Cini would agree with you.
Who?
Paul Cini, that's his name.
Who's Paul Cini?
Cini, like Cincinnati, C-I-N-N-Y.
I don't like him.
He's a big Pirates fan.
Oh, I like him. He and I are good pals.
Back to Mazeroski. This is actually...
It's a really good card.
It's actually a really good card. Like, yeah. When they do their Pirates theme team later on down the road, probably in a month, this is going to be a really good card.
Your outfield's going to be Bay, Kutch, Clemente.
Yep.
You're going to have Kiner at first. No, probably Stargell at first. Then you're going to have Kendall behind the dish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a rookie Garrett Cole on the mound. And you're going to have Mazeroski at second.
Yeah. You're going to have Honus Wagner will be your shortstop. Yeah,
and then you'll have...
Ke'Bryan Hayes is your third baseman. Yeah. I mean, that's actually...
That's a legit team.
If you want to take that into Diamond Dynasty, you're going to win quite a few games. Well, your bullpen's going to be ass because you don't have one. And also,
you have Teak. You have John Candelaria if he's in the
game. They're not in the game.
He's in the game.
Moving on to the next card. This is Darren O'Day, who I've already said is on the squad.
Do it again.
You mean, is he the related to Dan O'Knight?
Not even funny the second time.
It's a funny joke. I don't care who you are.
This is his prime card. It's a 90 overall. He throws four pitches. He has a slider, a four-seam fastball, a sinker, and a changeup. The slider tops out. Well, it averages 79 speed, 92 control, 98 break. Four-seam fastball has 89 speed, 92 control, 99 break. Sinker, 88 speed, 94 control, 83 break. The changeup has 80 speed, 72 control, 68 break. Stamina is 25. Hits per nine is 106. Ks per nine is 98. Walks per nine is 92.
Pass.
Actually, no.
Well, he hasn't passed on him. So.
I did not pass on
him. I'm passing on him. I'll pass on
him
for you.
Have you faced Durant Day yet?
No.
He's a sidearm, like a submarine almost style pitcher.
Yeah. Well, I think I did face him the other day.
He's very confusing. Although, it turns out there's one small problem with this card. He tips his pitches.
Oh, really?
You can actually tell what he's going to throw every single time.
Wow. Does he do that in real life?
I don't know if he does it in real life, but he does it in the game. Someone pointed it out on Twitter, and I was like, no fucking way. So I have him in the squad. I'm like, I'll bring him in real quick. And I looked, and sure enough, every single one he said, I looked and saw, I was like, fuck, he does tip his pitches.
Which is why he's a pass.
Yeah, this Darren O'Day card, he's going to be in the squad for at least a minute.
Yeah.
Until I realize I've made a terrible mistake, and then he's gone.
Right, until I don't fix it.
We'll give him a shot. We'll see how it goes. If I get lit up, you know, back-to-back outings with him, probably going to sell him and put Kerry Wood back in the squad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kerry Wood coming back. Moving on. The next card is going to be Travis d'Arnone. This is a catcher. He bats right, throws right. This is a Silver Slugger card from last year. He's a 90 overall. Against righties, he has 122 contact, 107 power.
Wow.
Against lefties, he has 72 contact, 52 power. Vision is 62. Fielding is 66. Arm is 79. Speed is 41.
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, it's okay.
There are better options at catcher. I don't like
Jason
his
Kendall.
Swing. Yeah, Jason Kendall. Yeah, obviously. I don't like d'Arnone's swing. There's something about it just bothers me. I don't know if it's just long or I'm not good with it, but I don't like using Travis d'Arnone. Plus, he has reverse splits. Even though you don't see a ton of lefties in the game right now, I mean, it's literally just like one quick move to bring in a lefty and you're like, oh, well, I'm fucked. He's not as good. Plus, you can get Gary Sanchez for free, and he has 34 contact against lefties, but he has like 109 power.
Okay.
He's like the same card almost.
If you can hit it, it'll go.
Yeah,
out.
If you can hit it, it goes far. But his righty contact numbers are off the charts.
Okay.
Like they're up there. They're like 100 and 120.
Like the counter just spins around when you bring his card up.
I just really wanted to talk about these cards, but I mean,
it's fine.
Yeah. Darren O'Day, he's in the squad for sure.
For
obviously.
Now. For sure for now.
Yeah. For sure for now. Bill Mazeroski, I just wanted to give props for that card.
Who's your second baseman?
That's that guy we talked about last week, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, there with me. I owe an apology to him. We butchered his name. It's Robert Poisson.
Poisson?
Poisson.
Oh, is he like French?
It's kind of like French, yeah.
Okay.
So I apologize to you, Robert. I completely
do
butchered.
But do you think that, what's his name? The card guy on YouTube. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Phil?
Yeah. He always calls him Robert Paulson.
I know. That's
do
why
you
I
think
said.
He's like, Phil, he's like, I'm sorry, Robert Paulson.
No. That's why I thought his name was Robert Paulson, because Phil Hughes, every time he had him on his channel, he's like, yeah, we're going to Robert Paulson. That's cool. No. Apparently, according to the game, it's Robert Paulson. Sorry. Next card up is going to be Honus Wagner. This is center fielder, bats right, throws right. This is his rookie card. When he played for Louisville.
Sluggers?
No, they don't exist anymore.
I know that.
This is his rookie card. It's a 90 overall. Against righties, he has 95 contact, 55 power. Against lefties, 100 contact, 56 power. Vision is 104. Fielding is 66. Arm is 80. Speed is 96. He has secondaries of second base and the corner outfield positions.
Okay.
He's not bad.
I'm really starting to understand why they call it kitchen sink, because they're not necessarily good cards.
Yeah.
And they have nowhere else to put them. We're going to keep chugging right along. We're just going to power through
choo-choo.
This. Choo-choo, motherfucker. The next card we're going to discuss is actually a card I would like to have in my bullpen, but it's 54,000 stubs.
Ooh. You can afford that.
Actually, I can't right now. Rob Dibble, the nasty boy. The nasty boy.
Karate master.
Wait, this is 54,000 stubs?
54,000 stubs. When I tell you why, you'll understand.
Does he come with the whole best damn crew?
This is his prime card, 95 overall. He's a closing pitcher, right-hander. He throws three pitches.
All right.
Okay. I'm listening. 54,000. I get it now.
All right. Four-seam fastball, slider, and a cutter. The four-seamer, 99 speed, 95 control,
80 break. It has outlier 1 on it. That means the pitch is actually 102. He throws 102. His slider, 83 speed, 85 control, 95 break. Cutter, 92 speed, 75 control, 90 break. When you throw 102.
Sell every card you have and get this one.
Wow.
Three pitches, throws 102, and he knows karate.
Like,
yes.
You, if you have three pitches, you can throw it faster. Like, that's,
yes.
That's
the truth. Science. That's 100% that's science.
Before we jump any further, stamina, 25. Hits per 9, 106. Ks per 9, 98. Walks per 9, 92. This is why people want this card. He throws 102. I mean, really, you go fastball slider, and that's it. That's all you have to do. Plus, the cutter is a little cheat code on its own. Rob Dibble, if you can afford him, oh my God, get him. I might try and get him. I still have to sell Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
Still have to sell him. He's going for 122 right now.
Oh, then you can definitely afford this.
I followed the plan. I pitched him in one game. He's a killer.
Is he good?
He's a cold-blooded killer because he's so slow. No one's patient enough to sit back and wait on anything he throws,
uh-huh.
except for the fastball because it's just fast enough. But like his screwball, his curveball, like everything he throws is just so slow that no one can wait. Like when you're playing all the bums, they're just like, I don't have the patience. Like, all right, cool, here we go. Ha. So he did really well in his debut. I still might sell him though, because that's a lot of stubs.
It's a lot of stubs.
Mm-hmm.
Although when Chris Bryant goes diamond,
not gonna happen
in a week.
Not gonna happen.
I'm gonna make a lot of stubs.
How many do you have
right now?
Yeah,
20.
20.
I'll make 100,000 stubs when he goes diamond.
Well, I mean, that one dude hit like 600 Vlad Juniors.
That's a lot of Vlad Juniors. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Next card up is going to be Harold Baines. This is a right fielder. He bats left, throws left. It's his signature series card. It's a 95 overall against righties. He has 112 contact, 95 power against lefties, 98 contact, 83 power. Vision is 107. Fielding is 65. Arm is 74. Speed is 54. And he has a secondary position of left field. This is purely a bench bat.
Yeah.
At this point in the game, as early as we are into the game, this card will only work on the bench.
You said he was a right fielder?
He's a natural right fielder.
They're awful statistics for a right fielder, like in terms of defense. Like his arm, yeah. Awful.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, you could put him in left field if you wanted to, but then his fielding takes a 10% hit or something like that. Yeah, so he drops to like...
Yeah.
So he's even worse in left
field. Drops like to like a 59, I think.
It's at even that worse. Point, it's when at first base, because she's not throwing it anywhere at that point.
Well, out of position, he'll drop everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, everything?
Almost everything. So Harold Baines is purely a bench bat. I mean, it's a great bench bat.
Do you need a left-handed bench?
Nope. We don't.
No.
We don't.
Pass. Goodbye, Harold.
Sorry, man.
Or Harry, as your friends call you.
Next card up, Justin Verlander, starting pitcher, righty. This is his 2013 postseason card, 95 overall. He has a 4-pitch mix. He has a 4-seam fastball, a circle change, a 12-6 curveball, and a slider. Fastball has 97 speed, 93 control, 84 break. Circle change, 85 speed, 78 control, 87 break. The curveball, 81 speed, 68 control, 94 break. Slider, 88 speed, 83 control, 89 break. Stamina is 100. Hits per 9 is 95. Ks per 9 is 94. Walks per 9 is 78.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. The only downside to this card is, in my experience facing Justin Verlander, I've hit him pretty well. Not a lot of deception to what he does. Pretty easy to pick up after a little while. I don't know that I would want him on my squad. Actually, no, I would put him on the squad if I could afford him.
How much is he? 54,000 too?
54.
Are they all 54,000?
Dibble, Baines, Verlander, and the next guy, all in the 52,000 to 54,000 range, last I checked.
Okay.
I don't know what it's at as of this moment.
Oh, this is like on the market.
Okay. Yeah, on the market. I'm not going to buy the actual pack. If we can get Verlander for something affordable, or honestly, I'll probably just wait for his 99 card.
Mm-hmm.
Last card up. This is it for the kitchen sink pack. It's going to be the big donkey, Adam Dunn.
What a great nickname.
That's such a good nickname.
I mean, right? Second only to Country Breakfast. Billy Butler's Country Breakfast. Oh my God. What a nickname. All right, back to the last card. It's going to be Adam Dunn. It's his milestone card. It's his 400 home run club card. He's going to be a White Sox in this.
White Sox. He's a White Sox.
Yeah, he's a White Sox.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You were wrong about it. I'm going to correct you.
It's a 95 overall against righties. He has 84 contact, 122 power.
Ooh.
Against lefties, he has 70 contact, 110 power. Vision is 58. Fielding is 65. Arm is 88. His speed is 55. And he has secondary positions of left and right field.
Sheesh.
They made the right call putting him at first base because this is the only place he can play. And, you know, you want a good first baseman? Get Adam Dunn. Why not? Three true outcomes. Let's go.
Yeah. He's like the poster boy for three true outcomes.
So we're going to discuss Headliners 13-pack. This is the last day to buy it. I've already tried to buy it. I have two chances left to get it. Don't know if I'm going to. I may just buy it outright. This is going to be the Pedro Martinez All-Star card from 1997. Starting pitcher, right-handed pitcher, 94 overall. He has 5 pitches. Four-seam fastball, circle change, cutter, slider, and a curveball. Fastball, 97 speed, 88 control, 92 break. Circle change, 82 speed, 95 control, 97 break. The cutter has 94 speed, 85 control, 88 break. Slider, 87 speed, 83 control, 90 break. Curveball, 77 speed, 65 control, 85 break. Stamina, 109. Hits per 9, 99. Ks per 9, 95. Walks per 9, 70.
Pedro pretty good.
Not bad. Pedro pretty good.
Not bad.
Pedro pretty good. And, I mean, we already have one Pedro in the rotation. Swap him out for this one. Why not? I'm not going to lie. I really, really do want this card. I'm probably just
going
to buy it.
How much is it going for, Dino?
40.
Really? That's less than, like, the Verlander and stuff?
Yeah.
I'd rather have
that. Well, because you can buy 5 of these packs. There's more inventory in the market.
Okay.
So we're going to get Pedro. We're going to put him in the rotation.
Yeah, that's it.
Smooth sailing after that.
We're going to buy Pedro. Why not? That is going to do it for the podcast today, guys. We'll be back next week when we discuss the third inning and the three new bosses, plus all the choice packs that come with it. It's going to be real fun. We already know one of the bosses. It's Grady Sizemore. And I'll tell you right now, he is going to be no thank you. No thanks, Grady Sizemore. We're good. We don't need you. If you like what you heard, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Deezer, Pocket Casts. Anywhere you can listen to a podcast, we're there. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Tell us what you liked in the comments. Tell us what you didn't like in the comments. We don't care. Do you want to meet us in Temecula? We'll do it. It does not matter. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at This Is The Payoff. Retweet the show announcement because it actually means more to us than a 5-star review. It really helps get the word out and spread the message of the payoff pitch. And we'll love you forever for it. Well, I will. I don't know about the other two. You can also follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/getgoodnick. That's GITGUDNICK, Get Good Nick. And that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your time. And this was the payoff pitch. Kudos to the Paul brothers for one thing and one thing only.
Making money?
No, well, that too. Mm-hmm. Two things and two things only. One, making a bunch of money.
Making a lot of money.
Two, making everybody want to take up boxing so they could beat their ass. We have had so many requests for boxing shoes the last few days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go ahead and say it's because everybody wants to beat the shit out of the Paul brothers.